"Beautiful," cried a little squib. "Just look at those yellow tulips. Why, if they were real crackers, they could not be lovelier. I am very glad I have traveled. Travel improves the mind wonderfully and does away with all one's prejudices."
"The king's garden is not the world, you foolish squib," said a big Roman candle. "The world is an enormous place, and it would take you 3 days to see it thoroughly."
"Any place you love is the world to you," exclaimed a pensive Catherine Wheel, who had been attached to an old deal box in early life, and prided herself on her broken heart. "But love is not fashionable anymore. The poets have killed it. They wrote so much about it that nobody believed them, and I am not surprised. True love suffers and is silent. I remember myself once, but it is no matter now. Romance is a thing of the past."
"Nonsense," said the Roman candle. "Romance never dies. It is like the moon and lives forever. The bride and bridegroom, for instance, love each other very dearly. I heard all about them this morning from a brown paper cartridge who happened to be staying in the same drawer as myself and knew the latest court news."
But the Catherine Wheel shook her head. "Romance is dead! Romance is dead! Romance is dead!" she murmured. She was one of those people who think that if you say the same thing over